This is an interview with Kenneth, retired from the Army, PFC, served in the 82nd General Engineer Battalion and the 3rd Combat Engineer Battalion, assigned to the 24th Infantry Division. He now lives in Davenport, Iowa. This interview is being conducted on Monday, June 4th, 2001, at the Davenport Public Library. The interview is Susan Carlson, representing the World War II Korean War Oral History Project and the Davenport Public Library.
I just graduated from high school in June of 1954, and the truce had already been signed in Korea, but there was still a lot of drafting going on. They were drafting soldiers for the service in Korea, and I got together with, early September of that year, I got together with 7 of my friends, and my brother and 5 of our friends, and we got to drinking beer. And it got pretty patriotic. So after a couple of cases of beer, for the 7 of us, we were decided that we would go volunteer ourselves for a draft and get the draft over with so that we could to get on with our lives. So that was about 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, my brother and I wound up sitting on the bench in front of the draft board the next morning, where myself and my brother. So we decided, let's go ahead and volunteer for draft. So we both volunteered for draft, and they called him in September, and he flunked the physical and was sent back home 4F. And they called me in October, and I passed. I was the only one that wound up out of the 7 that wound up in service.
So the other 5 never showed up.
Never ever showed up. So, and after being stationed for a basic training for 8 weeks in Camp Chaffee, and then another second 8 weeks in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, where my MOS was Major service training, was an engineer battalion. And so after building bridges and things like that, for putting together like a big erector set and maintaining roads and things like that. And then from there they sent us to, I was sent to Korea and wound up
This would have been April of 55. Okay.
And there was no major battles or anything because it was basically an occupation situation at that time, trying to get the countryside cleaned up. And it impressed me when I got off the Navy says ship. Sorry, sailors. When I got off the ship and then we went by truck up to Kimpo, where I was my first assignment with the 82nd Engineer Battalion. The 82nd Engineer Battalion was in charge of overland pipeline construction, where we operated 4 laid pipelines in 6, 8, and 10 inch diameters so that we could pump 4 types of diesels for fuel for bulldozers and construction equipment, then jet fuel overland on top by laying 20-inch and 20-foot sections of pipe About every 15 miles, we had a pumping station where we would have huge pumps that would pump the fuel to the next point and into the big tanks, storage tanks, 55,000 barrel storage tanks. So the fuel would come in on tankers, which they called T2 tankers, at about, they told me, 6 million barrels of fuel on a huge tanker, then pump it off the tanker through the lines into the storage tanks, and then out of the storage tanks up to the next line, and so forth. The pumps would pump about 800 to 1,000 pounds of pressure, so it could lift fuel that high as elevation went up. And our job was to lay that pipeline, and then we had to walk guard to see that the pipelines were holding up. They weren't breaking at the couplings, or the pipes weren't blowing apart, and repair the pipeline if necessary.